With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A big announcement Wednesday from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
McConnell, who turned 82 last week, made his announcement in the chamber where he first arrived as a senator in 1985. The Kentucky conservative said, quote, "One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter." McConnell has come to represent traditional conservatism, sometimes at odds with a new generation of pro-Trump and America First Republican voices. McConnell says he will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in 2027. Bob Hagner reporting.
The word is he decided to step down before he was pushed out by Republicans angered at his working with Democrats over Republicans. Supreme Court agrees to decide whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution on charges of questioning the 2020 election. The justices scheduled arguments for the week of April 22nd. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden underwent a routine physical Wednesday at Walter Reed. Despite documented issues with his memory, the president did not take a cognitive test. The U.S. Army missed its recruiting goal by 41,000 last year, and now it says it's cutting 24,000 jobs. About 3,000 will be cut from special ops. Fast-spreading wildfires in Texas Panhandle lead to evacuations.
Firefighters are struggling to contain the flames as hundreds of square miles in the area burn. Christian Rangel, a meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Amarillo, says the weather conditions lined up to make the fire spread further.
We reached critical wildfire conditions, like the weather for the area. So basically, all of the meteorological conditions lined up to help fire spread during those days.
Critical fire conditions include heavy winds, low humidity, and dry grass or weeds. Rangel says the rest of the week should be relatively cooler, so the wildfire shouldn't spread any further. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Most Americans want control over what their kids are exposed to in school.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 54% of adults believe mom and dad should have the right to opt their child out of classes that teach about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to feel this way, 79% to 32%. The survey also indicates that about half of all public school teachers also think that parents should be able to opt their kids out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state Republican representative introduces legislation that would modify Kentucky's near-total abortion ban by establishing limited exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. Ken Fleming filed the measure Monday, the last day new House bills could be introduced this year. Its prospects are uncertain, though, with the House Speaker saying the chamber's GOP supermajority has not discussed any particular bill. This is SRN News. The slump continues on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street Wednesday, weighed down by technology companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 0.5% a day after nearing its record set in 2021. The market regressed as NVIDIA and other big tech stocks pulled back a bit from their dominating run. Treasury yields also eased in the bond market after a report said the U.S. economy likely grew a touch slower at the end of 2023 than earlier estimated. The growth was nevertheless still solid. Bitcoin briefly topped $63,000 for the first time since 2021. Damian Troisi, New York.
Some Netflix users may need to update their payment methods to avoid losing access to their account. A website post says users can no longer pay through Apple's iTunes or App Store. If a credit or debit card isn't added, the account will be disabled. More details at SRNnews.com.